Welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, and our program on how global warming is placing this beautiful animal on the brink of extinction. Almost everyone in the world is familiar with the polar bear, or Nanook, known by the indigenous people. With its inherent beauty and happy countenance, this bear is often replicated as a soft, gentle plush toy animal for our children, providing them with joy and security. The polar bear is symbolic of comfort, protection, and love. In addition, the friendly polar bear and its antics can bring us much laughter and happiness. Baby polar bears are particularly endearing. Meet this lovable little cub called Knut. Knut was the first polar bear cub to be born in 30 years at the Berlin Zoo in Germany. As you can see, the little baby bear appears to be enjoying all the care and attention he is receiving. Despite the petite size of this little cub, the adult polar bear is a massive animal. When standing on his hind legs, the male can reach a height of almost 10 feet and can weigh 1,500 pounds. Surrounded by miles of snow and ice, where temperatures frequently drop to minus 45 degrees, it lives in one of the coldest climates on Earth. Polar bears range throughout the Arctic and can be found in the northern parts of five nations: the US in Alaska, Canada, Russia, Denmark in Greenland, and Norway. Canada has the greatest number, with 50 to 60% of all bears residing in this country. Recently, however, an unfavorable phenomenon has swept across the world. According to recent research, global warming is dramatically increasing the difficulties of survival for the magnificent polar bear. Conservationists from around the world have reported that if global warming continues, the polar bear could be one of the first species to become extinct. First, polar bears rely on the Arctic sea ice, which forms a platform from which they can find their foods. In the spring, as the ice melts, the bears must follow the ice floes to continue their search. Eventually, in the summer months, they must retreat to the land. Because of global warming, spring is now arriving several weeks earlier. This is causing the bears to enter their fasting period much sooner than normal. The earlier spring is having an unwelcome effect on the bears, as they start to use their stored body fat to survive before they have acquired enough fats in their bodies. Stephen C. Anstrup, a leading polar bear expert in Alaska and principal author of the US Geological Survey reports, stated that if the fast gets to be much longer, they won't make it. He and other scientists believe that climate change is happening so fast that the bears do not have time to adapt. A second effect of global warming is that polar bears are beginning to drown. The polar bear is a strong swimmer, but it must reach land or an ice floe and rest and find nourishment. Swimming 100 miles is not a big deal for a polar bear, especially a fat one, said Dr. Ian Sterling of the Canadian Wildlife Service. They just kind of float along and kick. But as the ice gets further out from the shore because of warming, it's a longer swim that costs more energy and makes them more vulnerable. In 2005, the bodies of four polar bears were discovered in the Arctic waters. After being unable to locate any floating ice, the bears had become exhausted and unable to keep themselves alive. In the Academy Award-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, Mr. Al Gore, former US Vice President and 2007 Nobel Peace Prize winner, illustrated this consequence. The documentary included an animation of the helpless polar bears struggling to climb onto ever-thinner melting ice floes. When Animal World, our co-inhabitants, returns, we will look at another factor of global warming that is increasing the possibilities of losing our polar bear friends altogether.
It is easy being green. we grew 1 million green roofs, we would eliminate 595,000 tons of CO2 per year. Answer the call. This could be
thank you for joining us again on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, for today's program on the impact of global warming on polar bears. Why is climate change so seriously affecting the lives of these noble bears? With the short winter feeding season, the female bears now have much less stored fat in the spring. This too is taking its toll. The pregnant female polar bear digs a maternity den in the snow in the late fall. Here she enters a state of semi-hibernation. She gives birth to her cubs in December and nurses her babies in this semi-dormant state until spring. The mother bear does not eat during this period, relying instead on the layers of fat she has stored in her body in the early months. Because of global warming, the female bear is entering her pregnancy in a much thinner state. This is affecting both the number of cubs to which she gives birth and their survival rate. In a recent study by the US Geological Surveys, Alaska Science Center discovered a very dramatic change in polar bear cub survival. They estimated that as few as 43% of polar bear cubs in Alaska's Beaufort Sea are surviving their first year, compared to about 65% survival measured in the early 1990s. In addition, the number of cubs has dramatically declined. While a mother polar bear frequently gave birth to twins and triplets in the past, now she is producing only one cub per pregnancy. Will we be able to change our ways here on Earth in time to save the majestic polar bear? Researchers are concerned over the loss of these beautiful animals, which are the very image of love and security. Anthony Leserowitz, a public opinion researcher and director of the Yale Project on Climate Change, said, "These are soft and cuddly giving bears. We give them to each other on Valentine's Day and tuck them in with our children at night." Cass Orr Sunstein, a University of Chicago law professor who studies climate change, said, "This is an animal that is adorable and dignified and apparently desperate. So the thought that by the virtue of our actions that we are endangering them is potentially a big symbol for those concerned about climate change." The US Interior Department currently is considering identifying the polar bear as an endangered species. This would be the first time a species has been listed with red flashing lights, mainly due to global climate change. Once known as the king of the Great White North, the polar bear is struggling to survive. With its loving face and noble nature, it has won the hearts of millions of people all over the globe. Canada is particularly proud of this beautiful being and has placed its image on its $2 coin. The license plates for two Canadian provinces, the Northwest Territories and Nunavut, are in the shape of their beloved polar bear. May we all join in the support to ensure the survival of our wonderful animal friends by taking wise and immediate action, such as switching to a healthy vegetarian diet, using smart energy saving sources, and reusing the existing energy sources with much more care and thought. We pray that this great being can continue to thrive and grace our Earth. We thank you for tuning in for today's episode on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for enlightening entertainment. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your lives be filled with wisdom and grace from the Most High.